And it's 2:05. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn. That is Ryan Monahan. And, of course, we have been connecting about the breaking news. That last hour about this time, we took you to Fox News, where you were able to hear the Casey Anthony verdict read live as the jury found her not guilty of first-degree murder, not guilty of aggravated child abuse, not guilty of aggravated manslaughter, only guilty of four counts, and that's of providing false information to police. You can see her reaction. I've posted a link to a video on our Facebook page, My Connect FM. She cried. Tears started coming out as the not guilty verdicts were read. Do you think that justice has been served? What's your reaction? 359 call 217-359-2255. I'm not surprised.
Really?
I'm not surprised.
I mean, I didn't follow it every day. I just kind of followed the news coverage of it.
All weekend long, that's all you had was the closing arguments.
Right.
And as I was listening to the closing arguments, it just seemed obvious to me that the prosecution had not done a good job of proving their case. There was just too much circumstantial evidence. There was just too many questions left unanswered. I mean, the jury went into little deliberations with the same questions probably they had going in. How was this girl killed? What happened to her? How did she die? And I just don't think that those questions got answered. 359 call with your thoughts. 217-359-2255. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. I don't agree with him. I'm sorry, but I think he's guilty. I just do. I mean, she put her parents through tech. I mean, he criticized her mom, her dad. I would have found her guilty and threw the key away. That's the way I feel. I think she's guilty.
But yeah, but you can't convict somebody to death if you don't.
I don't believe in the death penalty, but I mean, I think she did it, and I swear to God, she did it. That's the way the court system is. So that's the way I feel.
Well, what do you think happened, Donna? Do you think that
I think she killed her?
You think she did the chloroform,
yes,
duct tape thing?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Yeah, because when you saw those pictures of her with her daughter, smiling, happy, the impression I got was I just didn't think that she probably murdered her daughter. I just think that her not being an attentive parent, maybe leaving her daughter alone, her daughter died or hurt herself and was barely breathing, and that maybe she used the chloroform to take her out of her misery.
Why would she accuse her dad molesting her? I mean, he criticized her parents like he wouldn't believe it.
I know. Well, I think that was to save her own hide because people had such a terrible impression of her with the partying and all
like
of that.
Her.
Yeah.
I despise her.
Yeah. Well, I don't like her either.
I don't think there were 30 years in prison. That might be. But she could walk Thursday, you know?
Yeah, she could. She very well could.
But I hope not.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep you posted. Obviously, Thursday morning, we'll let you know what the sentence is. So.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thank you, Donna. Appreciate you connecting. And you can, too, at 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. I saw somebody post Florida, D-U-H. Your friend Amanda, who's a reporter there in Orlando, was saying, I mean, some people are very angry. Very angry right now that she did not get convicted.
Yes. And I mean, that's why what I find interesting is she'll probably have to go into some sort of hiding. I don't know how she could have a normal life after this.
Yeah.
I mean, and the sad part is that I know people aren't going to like to hear this, but what if she is innocent? You know, we all want to believe that. What if we all want to believe that she killed her and this was a mistake verdict. But what if she's been sitting in jail since 2008, innocent? Just a bad mom. I mean,
a bad mom, but I think the thing that still confuses me is how can your daughter be missing for 31 days, you know, and you not report it? So she knew what happened, whether it was an accidental death, which is what I think. She was out partying, I'll bet. Her daughter got into something. and she just tried to hide it. So I don't, I guess my personal feeling is that I don't think that she physically murdered her daughter. I think that the actions that she did, her behavior caused her daughter's death, and then she covered up the death so that she wouldn't have to face the consequences of being a bad mom. And she's going to have to live with that for the rest of her life. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What the voice of reason, Nancy, what do you think is going on here?
I think that the prosecution did not do a good job of proving its case.
Yeah.
And the defense did an excellent job of raising reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there was just so much. I mean, you've got some people who said they smelled a decomposing body. You've got other people who said they didn't smell it. Which is it?
Right. And I think the jury took some time because there's no doubt about it that she is a despicable person.
Yeah.
And I think the jury took its time to convict on the evidence and leave their feelings of dislike away from their deliberations.
Yeah. Which is what they're supposed to do. You
right.
You have to set aside your feelings about a particular person and the way they behave. And you just have to make that verdict based on the evidence that's presented before you. And there just never was enough evidence to clearly point it back to her that she murdered her daughter.
No, the only circumstantial evidence they had was the body in the trunk.
Yeah.
And it still doesn't prove that she murdered her or she had anything to do with hiding it.
Yeah. And they still couldn't even fully prove that she was there. And they had to bring in some scientists. They had to bring, it was just, it just wasn't cut and dry,
And the defense did a good job in cross-examination of making the prosecution witnesses a little confused and muddled.
Mm-hmm.
And once the prosecution has lost with its witnesses an appearance of authority, that there's just nothing to salvage.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, the verdict is in. It's just, but it feels empty because there's still a little girl and we don't know what happened to her. So.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Nancy, thank you so much for connecting.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. And we'd love to take yours, too, on this. Do you feel that justice was served in the Casey Anthony verdict? 359 call 217-359-2255. How you doing, Sterling?
I'm doing fine.
What do you think about the verdict?
I think that justice was served in as much as the charges that were put against her. Could not, she could not be found guilty of it. At best, this girl is a despicably negligent mother.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you or whomever else said that it is likely that something tragic happened.
Yeah.
And there was a web of lies that ensued based on trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
It sounds like she even threw her family under the bus, from what you can gather mm-hmm. from all of the testimony about how much of a party animal she was. She's not unlike a lot of single moms, that are not taking their responsibilities serious. I remember earlier, in your show, you were talking about, someone was talking about some kids that were running loose.
That was one of our callers who was out at Spalding Lake to watch the fireworks, and there were kids shooting fireworks off at senior citizens. She had to call the police because
Absolutely. The
parents wouldn't stop and the kids were cussing her out.
Absolutely. So, Casey's not the only one out there. Casey's just the only one that the tragedy actually happened to
mm-hmm.
that we hope would never happen to someone else's kids. God
mm-hmm.
forbid those kids that were unattended. What if one of them had fallen in and drowned
mm-hmm.
because the parents weren't
yeah.
paying attention to
yeah.
them? So you see it all over. In Casey's case, her irresponsibility caught up with her, and I believe she panicked,
know,
to the nth degree.
To hide it. Yeah,
a murderous mom, there are all kinds of warning signs, that usually occur. you know.
Yes and no. I mean, you think about, you know, some of the incidents we've even had here in town. I mean, you hear the same thing from neighbors and friends. Geez, you know, I never thought she would do anything
okay,
like that.
Okay, let me challenge you on that on two fronts. Number one. One has to do with, when someone just goes outright psychotic, you know, you really can't see that coming unless you're very close to them. But let's go to another conversation you had from a caller earlier today who had a 4th of July event with neighbors that I believe she said that it was great getting to know them. Now, how long did they live near each other? You know, mm-hmm. It's very easy after the fact to say that you didn't see something coming when you're not attentive to who's in your surroundings, mm-hmm. we really are not as engaged as neighbors as you know, I guess.
Right.
You know,
as we used to be. Yeah, that's true.
And so, you know, we're kind of flippant a lot of times in how we say we know someone when we really haven't observed. We really have not engaged them other than to say hello and goodbye out of the driveway. Mm-hmm. You know, so considering the fact that, you know, people's recall are bad enough when it comes to, you know, situations with people that they know or incidents that happen, how much more can they say that they really know someone or they saw something coming unless you are really friends with them?
Hmm. Okay, you know, well, that's a good point.
You know, this is an out-of-control, you know, girl. Now, the signs were there that she was out of control, but to me what was obvious was that something tragic, you know, had the real potential of happening, just like mm-hmm. I probably have observed parents and in situations far worse than the caller was talking about out in the park, mm-hmm. where you hope nothing tragic happens with any of those kids, but you wouldn't be surprised if it did.
Right, right.
And so under these circumstances, I'm quite certain somebody pretty much expected the same. But to jump it all the way to murder, no, they're not even in the worst that they described about her did she come across as a murderer. She came across as a brat, a liar, and an irresponsible mother who got caught.
Okay.
And the irresponsibility.
Well, thank you very much for connecting with us, Sterling, and for listening as much as you do. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You take care. How you doing, Dave?
Pretty good. How are you guys today?
All right. What do you think about this verdict?
I think there was plenty of evidence that showed it was probably a premeditated murder just due to the fact that no one's bringing up the duct tape. You know, if there was an accidental murder or an accidental situation, why would you, you know, if she drowned, why would you tape her face, nose, and mouth shut? That evidence was found on her body when she was found.
Mm-hmm.
The duct tape was definitely from their house. The bag she was found in is definitely from their house. I'm missing something here.
Well, and I think what happened is
whether she did it is a different story, but either the mother, the father, or her had that child died from them and the chloroform deal, you know, that was off pretty obvious trying to find out how to break a neck and do the chloroform. That was well before this kid came up missing. It's just a slap in the face of that little girl, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought it was kind of the deal where it was probably an accident and covered up, but the more I looked, the more I read, and the more I listened to the stuff over the last couple of weeks, there's no doubt that was a premeditated murder, and she just got away with it.
I just, you know, and I'm so disappointed that the prosecution didn't do a better job of putting all of that together, because yes, you know, the duct tape, the bag, all of that stuff coming from their home, but yet they still couldn't put it all together. So that the jury could say, without a doubt, she did it.
I have to agree with you on that. You know, they it's just another arm of the government that's serving us well, right?
Yeah, I hear you there.
There you go.
And you know, and will we ever find out what happened to poor little Kaylee? And I don't think we ever will.
I kind of really doubt it at this point in time. That's too bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thank you, Dave. Appreciate you connecting. Hi, Joni.
Hey, I couldn't help but call in.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. We always love connecting with you.
Oh, goodness. Let me tell you, I have a question here, and this is another thing to think about. Has she suffered from depression before, and was she taking psychotropic drugs during the time frame that her daughter was killed, and could it be possible that she doesn't remember it?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's people who have committed, you know, crimes of passion or have committed crimes that really have no recollection if they were either on psychotropics or weaning off of them because mm-hmm. they can. I mean, they say they prescribe psychotropics for a chemical imbalance, but yet there's no, like, blood test for a chemical imbalance. They just tell you you're chemically imbalanced, so you must have this mental disorder, so you have to take these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really more powerful than we give them credit for, and especially the side effects.
Well, that's an interesting thought, Joni. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Joni.
No problem. Okay, have a great day.
Bye-bye. You know, there's also that thing about some people are such pathological liars that they lie so much that they actually believe their own story. Ashley, what do you think about it?
I don't completely agree with everything. They said she was not guilty for child abuse, correct?
Yeah, they said she was not guilty for first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, aggravated manslaughter. The only thing they found her guilty of, 4 counts of providing false information to police.
How can your 2-year-old go missing for 31 days and you not say a word and not be child abuse?
That's a very good point. That is a very good point.
I have a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And if they went missing, I think I would probably say something within 10 minutes.
right. Yeah.
I mean, is that not neglect? Not knowing your child's missing and not saying a word?
Yeah. I would say that that very much so is. I wonder why they found her not guilty of aggravated child abuse, unless, you know, I don't know the legal system if aggravated means that it caused the child's death.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, somebody had to move her and put duct tape on her.
Yeah, but the prosecution wasn't able to prove who that was.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to tie it to her, but for whatever reason, they couldn't tie it to her.
Yeah,
But you make a very good point, Ashley, about the child abuse. How is that not child abuse? I mean, how, you know, if your child is missing and you're not telling anybody and everybody, obviously she was hiding something.
Yeah, and even if, you know, aggravated means, you know, having something to do with it,
mm-hmm.
if she would have said something earlier, maybe perhaps it would have went a different way.
And we'll never know. Anyway, you know, I think that's the thing that frustrates me most is that we're never going to know what happened to this poor little girl.
Exactly. I think, that woman should have her tubes tied and just...
Oh, my gosh. if we hear that she is having another child, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. It's, you just hear about, I hear about people who are good, loving people and what they have to go through to adopt a child. And then people who don't even want them, you know, can have them, snap of a finger. But, oh, my gosh, no, do not. Yes, I hope she does. Obviously, she doesn't want to have children. And if she were to have another, that would not be good. All right. Hey, thank you so much for connecting with us, Ashley.
Thanks.
We really appreciate
it.
We're going to make way for Lante and Jeremy Warner. They'll break away from the Casey Anthony talk and get you into some fun sports talk on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.